show cares about your health. One show cares about your body. IMA Doctors, live in studio with Jack and Sandy. It's straight talk and honest answers to your healthcare questions from the team of doctors at IMA Healthcare.
Today on the IMA Doctor Show, Dr. Brent Hella from IMA will join us and Laura Alderman from Valley Bariatrics. They are in the studio with us and we're going to talk about weight gain. We're going to talk about some new research on being overweight or obese, being healthy. We'll also have some of their expertise on avoiding weight gain during the holidays. And of course, this hour, we will find time for your house calls. Dr. Brent Hella will answer your calls, answer any health-related questions you may have, and you'll be able to call in for some expert advice on symptoms, treatment options, or medications you may be taking. That's all coming up this hour on the IMA Doctor Show on KFGO.
Now, the IMA doctors will discuss health issues heard in our everyday news, the healthy news of the day with the IMA doctors.
We always look forward to the IMA Doctor Show. It's once a month here on 790 KFGO. My name is Sandy Buttweiler. I'll be your host. Amy Eiler is producing this morning. And today, we welcome back Dr. Brent Hella from IMA Healthcare. Dr. Hella, it's always good to see you.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. And Laura Alderman from Valley Bariatrics. She is with us as well. We're going to talk about managing our weight, and Laura is going to aid in that discussion as well. Hello.
Hi, thanks for having me.
It's good to see you. Welcome. This is your first visit, is it not?
It is.
Laura is clinical manager with Valley Bariatric and Wellness Clinic, and Dr. Hella is an internal medicine physician who specializes in disease management with a special interest in diabetes and weight loss. So, Dr. Hella, let's start with you. In the news today, there's some new research on being overweight or obese and being healthy. Can you share that new info with us?
Well, just in time for New Year's.
Yeah.
And your New Year's resolution. The Annals of Internal Medicine came out with a study about 6 weeks ago, looking at about 60,000 patients and saying, okay, what does it mean to be overweight and obese? You know, a lot of patients that I see, myself included, think that, you know, my blood chemistries are good, my blood pressure is fine, I don't have diabetes, I work out and that sort of thing, but I'm a little bit overweight or, you know, my physician calls me obese or whatever, but I'm otherwise healthy. Is that good? The Annals basically said, nope, sorry, that even just being overweight or obese increases your risk for, you know, cardiac issues, strokes, diabetes, 20 to 30%, if not more. So it was sort of a humbling statistic, both personally and professionally, but it sort of validates, you know, what we already kind of knew in our clinic that, you know what, you know, your weight is probably one of your most important things that we need to manage when you go in, especially to see your doctor, you know, if it's once a year, twice a year or whatever, that's one of the discussions you need to have with your healthcare provider. Okay, what am I going to do? Because, you know, obesity now is about to approach tobacco as the number one preventable risk of death. So it needs to be talked about.
So even if you have good numbers, even if you exercise, for example, but you're still maybe 30%, did you say?
Well, I mean, I think if you calculate your BMI, height and weight. And, you know, if you're over 30, if you're approaching 35 or over of the BMI, and there's calculators online that you can figure that out. You know, just being healthy on paper when you get your labs back from your physician every year, it maybe isn't good enough, according to this article.
So do we know why?
You know, I think, you know, there are probably little things that happen. Even though we're not diabetic, we might be pre-diabetic. Maybe we've got some sleep apnea that has been undiagnosed. Obesity increases your risk of breast cancer, colon cancer, pancreatic cancer. So, you know, there are other things playing a role than just the things we think about, blood pressure and diabetes and stuff like that, that probably play a role.
Wow. That is very interesting news. Let's talk about holidays and weight gain. And Laura, you can jump in on this one too. Let's talk about some strategies to avoid gaining this weight during the holidays, because how much do we gain on average? Do you guys know?
I was just reading an article that said, you know, most of us hear that 5 pounds, and that might not be the case for most of us. But at the same time, you know, we do have significant across the board weight gain over the holidays of at least a pound or two for most of us. And some people, and interestingly, the heavier we are, the more we gain, which isn't helpful either. So
how does that work?
Yeah. You know, whether our eating habits are just different and that sort of thing. I'm not exactly certain what the research was showing there, but.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So help us out as we approach this time of year when we can gain some weight.
Well, I think that there are a lot of different, you know, things that we can be doing, and we've all heard them before, and it's a matter of maybe picking the one or two strategies that are going to be unique and helpful for us. Whether it's making sure that if we have a lot of holiday celebrations that we are maybe eating healthy ahead of time, not saving up during the day to say, you know, I'm going to this holiday party. I don't want to be eating anything because I'm going to really, you know, enjoy myself. That's probably not the best technique. Our blood sugars will rise and fall, and that can really, you know, affect us as well. So you want to be eating throughout the day and eating normally. Eat breakfast, eat lunch, eat healthy. And then if you're going to the holidays and planning to bring something, be the person that brings the healthy platter.
There's always things. I was just, it was flashing before my eyes when I arrive at my sister's. She does all the baking that my mother used to do. And so I'll literally find her tin of cutout cookies, and I haven't had any yet, and I'll down like 10, you know, like just like that, and I'll just feel terrible when it's over. But there's all these wonderful things that we don't eat during the year, so it's kind of difficult to control that, isn't it? I mean, you really have to think about your health over the joy of downing 10 cutout cookies.
Absolutely. And it is a challenge. You know, you like you said, we don't get the fudge and the cookies all the time, and so to be able to have those in moderation becomes the key. And I think to, you know, think a little bit about what we're spending the holidays, you know, trying to do, getting together and enjoying each other's company and those sorts of things, and pulling ourselves away from the kitchen a little bit. I know people tend to gather in my kitchen, and sometimes as the cook, it makes me a little nervous. And so, you know, if I've got somebody who's willing to say, hey, let's go into the other room and, you know, just visit while the rest of the meal is prepared. So you can be the cook's best friend by pulling people away from the kitchen.
That's a really good idea. Dr. Heller, you have a smile on your face. Any suggestions? What's your expertise on strategies for not gaining a ton of weight this holiday?
I mean, I think the biggest thing is to stay active. We tend to just be, you know, obviously the weather outside right now is real, real tough on us to get outside, but I still think you need to do it. You need to make those resolutions to get to the gym, or, you know, just do exercises in your home or something like that. But the other strategy I always tell patients is that you've got 1 hour after it's dark to eat or less. So in the summer, that gives you a little bit more time. So, you know, when the sun sets at 9, okay, maybe 9:30 should be the last thing you eat. In the winter, maybe when the sun goes down at 5:30 or 6, maybe it should be 7. That should be the last, because there's some good data about maybe, you know, 3 hours before you sleep probably should be your last, you know, substantial amount of food that you intake. So,
wow, that kind of wraps up that midnight snack that we like to walk in round and find in the middle of the night. When we come back, let's talk about weight loss programs, and let's also talk about Valley Bariatrics and Wellness Clinic. Let's talk more with Dr. Hella from IMA Healthcare, Laura Alderman from Valley Bariatrics. We're talking weight loss this morning, and our house call segment is coming up as well. So our phone lines will be open for any health-related question you may have for the doctors on 790 KFGO. KFGO, it's the IMA Doctor Show. Thank you for joining us, Dr. Brent Hella from IMA Healthcare and Laura Alderman from Valley Bariatrics in the studio with us. Dr. Hella, an internal medicine physician specializing in disease management with a special interest in diabetes and weight loss, and Laura is a clinical manager with Valley Bariatric and Wellness Clinic. IMA Healthcare is in the Goldmark Office Park just east of Doolittle's. They're online at imahealthcare.com, and their phone number is 701-280-2033. Dr. Hella, let's talk to our listeners this morning about the many weight loss programs, probably weight loss programs that they've been on. And they lose the weight, sometimes they gain it back. What's different about your programs at IMA Healthcare?
Well, I think as a physician, I'm able to kind of take a step back and look at not just, okay, what are the patients need to achieve with their weight loss, but what other medical conditions are sort of confounding their problems, diabetes, hypertension, or whatever. Because patients are oftentimes surprised when they come into the clinic that, you know, this medication you're on that may or may not be helping you, or maybe you've been on for so long, it doesn't work anymore or whatever, might be actually hindering your weight loss. And they're actually surprised to hear that. So being able to, you know, be a physician, to be able to kind of look at the kind of globally what they're on, what they're doing, what's worked, what isn't working, I can kind of, you know, look at the patient and say, okay, we need to make a few changes here on what you're doing right now, and then start going forward and adding another medication, maybe putting them on an FDA medication that we can talk about in a little bit, or what will work for you, what hasn't worked for you in the past. And so that's kind of where our clinic is unique, kind of a new unique clinic in this area.
Are there any, you mentioned new FDA medications used in weight loss treatment too. Can you give us an example?
Well, one of the medications called Bylvic, it's a brand new class of medications. After 2 years, about 50% have lost about 5% of their body weight, which is pretty impressive. The problem ends up being that it's expensive. It's new. I'm not usually an early adopter of medications. I always kind of get a little bit nervous doing new medications. Some of the newer medications are actually going to be a combination of medications. For example, an antidepressant with an anti-seizure medication. There's a medication called Contrave out there that is trying to get FDA approval. It combines Wellbutrin, which is an antidepressant, with naltrexone, which is actually what people use for alcohol and drug abuse to help them keep sober and clean. So some interesting medications out there kind of in the pipeline. But we do have, Phentermine. We have a couple other medications that we do use regularly for patients. And for example, the American Diabetes Association just put Phentermine as first-line treatment for diabetes now, which I think is a step in the right direction, not just putting people on medications for diabetes, but hey, we need to address the weight loss. This is a disease of weight and diet more than anything, and so we need to address it. So I think the use of Phentermine first line now in diabetes is a step in the right direction. So.
And the combination of those medications that you mentioned, do we know if there are, what side effects there are from those? And why an antipsychotic? Did I hear that in there? In a medicine for depression, for example?
Right. I mean, Wellbutrin is a very commonly used antidepressant. Mm-hmm. We use it a lot.
I've heard it's used for people who want to quit smoking,
too. Right. Mm-hmm. It's been rebranded for smoking cessation. So it does something. And so when we put patients on it anyway, oftentimes people will lose weight. Now combining them with other medications, seizure medications, for example, and Phentermine, we're seeing additive effects of both those medications combined. So,
when we come back, Laura, let's talk more about Valley Bariatric and Wellness Clinic, an individualized medically monitored plan for people needing to lose weight. And then in the second half hour, we will have our house call segment, and we'll have a good share of the next half hour for you and your phone calls here on 790 KFGO. The IMA doctors are in. We're talking weight loss programs, and IMA Healthcare is located on Gold Drive in the Gold Mark Office Park just east of Doolittle's, and the IMA Doctor Show. More after the news.
One show gives you the information that can change and save your life. IMA Doctors, live in studio with Jack and Sandy. It's straight talk and honest answers to your healthcare questions from the team of doctors at IMA Healthcare.
Today, Dr. Brent Hella is with us from IMA Healthcare and Laura Alderman from Valley Bariatrics. Dr. Hella, internal medicine physician who specializes in disease management with a special interest in diabetes and weight loss. And Laura, clinical manager for Valley Bariatric and Wellness Clinic. And how timely is this discussion as we are in the middle of the holiday season. And Laura, I wanted to talk to you about Bariatric and Wellness Clinic, Valley Bariatric and Wellness Clinic, and what you do there and what the advantages are to seeing you.
Well, I think one of the things and the advantages, like Dr. Hella alluded to earlier, is just that medical presence. You know, for an individual to come in and see our clinic, you know, regarding weight loss, yet have that opportunity to meet with a physician or a physician assistant at the same time and really capture so much of who they are completely. We offer a lot of individualized care, and one of the things that we're really focusing on is taking a look at making sure people follow through. It's really easy to start. It's a lot harder to maintain, and so one of those things that we're going to really be working on over the next year with our patients is making sure that we have that ongoing care for them throughout their stay.
We have several emails to get caught up on. This one is from David. David says, I have to make a choice on a weight loss program. I have several health issues and need a doctor's help. Tell me why I should choose Valley Bariatric over your competition.
Like I mentioned, Dr. Hella is a great physician. We've had success over 8 years, and we've had a lot of patients really, really reach their goals through our clinic. Our dietitians are fabulous, and we have a lot of different opportunities for them so we can really tailor their care to meet their individual needs.
Here's another email from Betty. I am a pre-diabetic and 60 pounds overweight. How soon can I get in and see you? It is my New Year's resolution.
We could see them as soon as next week, if not this week. Come on in, give us a call. We are happy to meet your needs, and we are ready to serve you.
Well, you are wonderful to work with. And I have to tell you, now that you're here, Dr. Hella, when I went on the program, my numbers went down. And I tell you what, I have been giddy ever since. My numbers have never gone down, my cholesterol, my blood pressure, other issues, until I started your weight loss program, and I just have a little bit left to do. So can I get in this week too?
Absolutely. I'll give you a call.
Oh, good. You will. Good. Because sometimes you need that reinforcement. You know, you need help with it. Because when you think about it, let's give your number. Valley Bariatrics at 701-365-8446. That's 365-8446. And you can ask about the New Year's special promotion, which you have going on too.
Absolutely. We have several good promotions that we'll be running, including discounts on some of our meal replacement programs. One of the fun ones that we're going to be doing is called Better Together, where if you and a family member or even a friend join together, we will give you a little discount on your first order of product with us. So we know that it's so hard to do things by ourselves. And that's one of the things that we really give you at our clinic, is that opportunity to have a support system. But bring in somebody else to be supportive to you and with you, and the success will be even that much greater.
It helps so much when you have someone doing it with you, isn't it?
Absolutely. Right. I think it's just a really impactful opportunity when you have a friend or a coworker or a family member be able to join you on your journey. It really does make a difference, because you can call each other and get out and get to the clinic and remind each other of what you're doing.
You can email us at kfgo.studio@kfgo.com. And you can also call. The rest of this hour will be devoted to house calls on KFGO. Our phone numbers are 237-5948 or 800-880-5346. And again, you can also send us a text message at JNS and Dr. Hella and Laura Alderman will answer your questions, any health-related questions that you may have the rest of the hour here on 790 KFGO. It's our house call segment here on KFGO. Dr. Hella is here to answer any health-related question you may have. And Laura Alderman, clinical manager with Valley Bariatric and Wellness Clinic, is here to offer any advice and answer any medical questions you may have as well here on KFGO. Steve is ready to talk to the doctors. Hello, Steve. Go ahead, please.
Thank you very much. I read an article in the AARP magazine about the frequency of the day, or the time of the day that you're taking your medication. And so I thought, I looked up the two pills I'm taking. I'm taking them for blood pressure, lisinopril, metoprolol. And I read the info sheets that I get from the pharmacy. And I thought if I took the lisinopril in the morning before breakfast and the metoprolol after dinner at night, it would be better according to the information I got. Do you have any thoughts on?
I think the way you're taking your medications is perfect. The only problem that I sometimes have when patients have multiple medications is just remembering them. Both those medications tend to be 24-hour drugs, so if you took them all at once, they technically should be in your system for 24 hours. The only issue that I see with metoprolol taking in the evening is sometimes people get weird dreams, just real vivid dreams. So if that's a problem, then maybe taking the morning would help with that, but taking it in, if you don't have that problem, then it's fine. The nice thing about taking metoprolol in the evening is it tends to be a little bit more sedating, can make people tired, it lowers the pulse, lowers the blood pressure, plus especially men have a higher incidence of heart attacks in the morning, so having the metoprolol on board throughout the night, you know, might be the advantage. The other thing is oftentimes people take metoprolol in the evening because they take it with their cholesterol medication. So
That's what I do. I'm on metoprolol. How do you say it?
Metoprolol.
Yep. I'm on that too. I take it at night.
Yep. And a lot of people do that because sometimes people get tired after taking it. Oh. Especially the generic for some reason. I'm not sure why, but
really,
but people take it at night because there's supposedly an advantage of you know, that morning that your pulse is still low. So again, mm-hmm. if your heart attack rate is higher in the morning, why not take it at night?
Someone also said you should take that aspirin that you take. I take one of those too at night because it helps, you know, because of the morning.
Right.
I
don't think that's ever been studied.
Oh, okay.
The other thing that people do is they take their cholesterol medications because theoretically, as we're sleeping, that's when we make cholesterol. Whether that's been proven or not, it's difficult to say. I just think whenever you can remember to take your medications, do it. I mean, I'm not a great med taker, and to have somebody on medications 2-3 times a day is almost cruel. So if you have to take your medications all at once, do it, including thyroid. I know I talked about 5 patients last week about their thyroid medications, and the pharmacist says you have to take it on an empty stomach, you have to take it in the morning. That's the ideal situation. If you can't do it, take it consistently. You know, take it with your vitamins, but so the doctor can adjust the dose. Don't take it one morning one way and one more, you know, do it consistently. That way we can make adjustments on the doses, on, you know, that sort of thing.
Any health-related question you may have, call now 237-5948 or 800-880-5346. One emailer, Laura and Dr. Hella, says, why is it so difficult for people to actually eat healthy and in healthy portions by themselves? You would think it's just common sense. Also, this country is full of people in denial about being obese. Can they not understand how unhealthy being morbidly obese is? I think that's almost more of a statement than a question, but.
Yeah, I think, you know, to handle the first part of that question, you know, why is it so hard for us to eat healthy on our own and that sort of thing? We're social beings. And, mm-hmm. you know, to have that support is really helpful when nobody's really with us or keeping an eye on us. It really does make a difference. We are just held to our own accountability, and it really is challenging, absolutely. And I think it's just because of who we are as people, mm-hmm. that social personality mm-hmm. within us. So,
you know, I've quit smoking and successfully, and once not so successfully, and losing weight is harder than that. Is harder than quitting smoking.
I hear that a lot.
But I mean, you have to eat to exist. You don't have to smoke to exist. That's the issue. Same with alcohol.
Sure.
You know, I mean, you have to eat, period. Now, whether you make good choices or not, that's, you know, kind of up to you. But you can't go a life without eating. You can, you know. And most of my smokers, they say, I'm still a smoker. I choose not to smoke. So.
Exactly.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
It's always in there. Always in there.
Oh, it is. It's mm-hmm. in my mind. I woke up this morning thinking, oh, gosh, if I could only. How can I get away with having a cigarette?
Right.
You know, trust me, I won't.
Right.
But
yep.
It's still with you. It's just amazing. I didn't wake up thinking where my next glazed donut was going to come from. You know, when I didn't think about cigarettes. And the other thing about eating and being overweight is you're really not hurting other people. I mean, if you drink and drive, for example, or if you smoke, you know, we certainly know the consequences of that. I mean, those two things especially. But eating, you don't black out from it, right?
Right.
You don't drive in an eating stupor.
Right.
So does that have any social meaning to it, I suppose?
I think it can. You know, we're just not, you know, held to that same sort of stigma as it is with drinking and driving, or, you know, smoking is becoming more of an issue for public smoking and those sorts of things, whereas eating isn't. And so it's probably more socially acceptable.
Here's an email, guys. This one from Sarah. My husband has been on Lipitor for 30 years. He's having aches and pains, and quite frankly, he's crabby. Are there any advancements with drugs? Maybe there's something better on the market now.
Two things he can do. Number one is take CoQ10. It's over the counter, 100 to 200 milligrams a day. It's available at Walgreens, Walmart, wherever. One of the mechanisms that causes muscle aches, that medication actually helps reverse. What I do with especially my active guys and even my active women, is I have them take it 3 times a week. The half-life of Lipitor is about 24 to 36 hours.
Wow.
It still lowers cholesterol just as well. There's great studies that even once a week, if you don't tolerate it, is better than nothing. So talk with your doctor, you know, but I've had patients come in, I've switched from every day to 3 times a week. Guess what? Their cholesterol didn't move. And the drug companies hate to admit this, but I mean, I've been doing this now for 10 years, but it's very, you know, and Lipitor is generic now. So You know, and then the other thing I'll do is I'll break it in half, and all of a sudden a $150 medication a week goes down to a $12 medication a week because they're breaking in half, taking it every other day. So, and then they come in, they don't hurt.
Here's a, we have a caller. Etta has a question for the doctors. Hello, Etta. Go ahead, please.
Hi, I have a question. I had, I guess they determined it to be stress, major stress. I ended up in the hospital having to have an angiogram. And at the time, I was on a blood pressure medication. I was also on a one-a-day 200-milligram enteric-coated aspirin. And after they did this angiogram procedure, the surgeon said, you should never have heart disease. Why are you taking this daily aspirin? I said, well, because my primary care doctor, you know, told me this is what I should do for my heart. Okay, you know, so what's the deal? One says yes, the other says no. He says you don't want to take anything more than you have to, which I agree.
I mean, you're probably in that boat where taking an aspirin every day, the risks are probably not there versus the benefits, especially if you've had a normal angiogram. There's some other benefits of aspirin that are coming out, like decreased rates of colon cancer and a couple other things, but especially women, the primary prevention, or, you know, if you don't have heart disease or low risk for heart disease or stroke, taking a daily aspirin probably isn't, you know, isn't overly beneficial. So,
Etta, thank you for your call. Excuse me. Appreciate it. The IMA Doctor Show is on, and we're approaching our final segment. If you have a health-related question, our phone lines are open. We'll have plenty of time to take your calls as the IMA Doctor Show continues with Dr. Brent Hella and Laura Alderman. KFGO. We have a couple of emails to get to, and we also have Etta. Evidently, Etta had one more question. I'm so sorry I hung up on you so fast there, Etta. But go ahead. You're on with Dr. Hella and Laura Alderman.
Okay, that's okay. The other thing I was going to ask is that since I have that angiogram done, and like I said, they told me not to take the aspirin anymore, my mother passed away, and she passed away of a massive stroke. And there was history of stroke in one of my mother's sisters. So it's kind of interesting. Do I just have a different heart, a good heart? What, you know, it's kind of scary.
I mean, there's so many factors that increase stroke risk. You know, were they smoking, secondhand smoke, cholesterol, family history? You just don't know. And that's where I think you're probably in that gray area. You know, do you have aspirin or not? I don't know if it upsets your stomach or your kidney functions are up or something like that. Then maybe you don't want to be if you've had an ulcer before. There's so many variables into telling. I mean, it seems like a simple thing. Yeah, take half an aspirin a day, but there's so many variables in it. There are side effects of even just, you know, one over-the-counter aspirin a day. So it's kind of a it's just a tough call sometimes.
Etta, thank you. Yo, good to go now?
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
Very good. Let's get this email in. Well, before we do that, let me ask you about this behavior during weight loss. I'm an emotional eater. Do you see many people like that? I mean, if eating makes me feel good, you know, a pizza with extra cheese just makes me happy. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. And so many of us are emotional eaters. We often know what we should eat, but actually doing it because of the emotional side of
right.
it. One of the things that I will do in the clinic as the behaviorist on the team as well is talk with patients about those sorts of issues. How do I manage my stress? How do I manage the emotional eating? I eat when I'm happy. I eat when I'm sad. It really varies. And a lot of us eat for multiple reasons. So having somebody on our team that can meet with you and talk through how do we solve those kinds of problems really make a difference.
Well, it's wonderful to have you both here. Dr. Hella, internal medicine physician specializing in disease management with a special interest in diabetes and weight loss. And you can find Dr. Hella at IMA Healthcare at 280-2033. Laura Alderman, clinical manager with Valley Bariatric and Wellness Clinic, number 365-8446. Thank you both.